It is International Barbecue Day, apparently. And in order to have this discussion about what's better, a briar or barbecue, and actually I need to know what on earth a barbecue actually is.
As a bleep.
Please welcome to the studio, Bri Boy. Gareth, how are you, my friend?
How's it? Thanks for having me. No, doing very, very well. Yeah.
I was racking my brain. I can't even remember when we met.
I was doing campus radio. Yes.
I was doing campus radio at the time. And this is, I think it was close to the time you became Bri Boy.
Very close, yes. So 2009, when I started Bri Boy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was around about 2010, 11, 12, the old aunt class days.
Yes. I can't do.
Luister.
Ons ken mekaar al lang jare, ek en Bri Boy.
Ons sê nou Bri Boy, but we will put some photos up on our social media. There's an actual, like, a superhero costume that Gareth wears.
Yes.
Because, let me quote, every sport needs a superhero. And when it comes to Brying, I'm your man.
Let me just clue you in on something. We all think, hey, we might have a cool job one day.
Yeah.
Hey, this thing we do for a living. You Bri every day.
Exactly, yeah. So 2009, 17th April, started Brying. And literally haven't stopped. Started off as a dare to Bri every day for a year. And yeah, April is now 15 years. Been Brying every day for 15 years.
Elke dag.
Congrats.
Thank you. That's amazing.
That's wild.
You're still not tired of it?
Everybody asks me that. And you have to eat every day. Yeah. I just eat well every day. So
look at you.
Okay, so we got you in today because it is International Barbecue Day.
Yes.
Now, when I hear the words barbecue, I don't know why my brain goes to cartoons.
Or a chip flavor.
Yeah, but
that was going to be my point.
But it's a cartoon in my brain. It's someone standing on a gas fire, and they're making burger patties and Vienna sausages for hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I have this idea in my head that Americans Bri burgers and hot dogs. En is nie 'n braai nie. So wat is a barbecue?
Dit is inderdaad nie 'n braai nie. So barbecue is not brying, and barbecue is not just what the Americans call brying. So what we call brying, they actually call grilling.
Okay.
Oh.
Whereas barbecue is low and slow, and there's mostly smoke involved. So the difference between brying and barbecuing is really the heat source. So brying is hot and fast, direct heat.
Yeah.
And barbecue is low and slow, indirect heat, and using smoke. So we'll use tougher cuts. So it's your briskets, your pork shoulders, your big chunks of meat, tough chunks, and you slowly on a low heat. Cook that over several hours, and then it becomes tender.
Okay, yeah. So you got like smoke involved, and you got the special sauce, I suppose.
Indeed. So ask 100 guys for the best recipes, their sauce recipe, you're going to get 100 answers. So it's literally, we each have our own way. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, this is the best rub, this is the best sauce. Mm. But so brying is very easy. Salt and pepper will work for most things. Yeah. Yes, we've all got our own favorite spice as well. But in barbecue, it literally is, it's layering of flavors. So we'll have a base rub, which is a dry rub. We'll mop it with sauce as we go along. So a shoulder can take you like up to 12 hours. So during those 12 hours of cooking that shoulder, you layering it with different spices and sauces and as you go along. So
America is massive. So there's got to be some kind of like regional style and that regional flavor.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing comes to mind when I think of American regional flavors is Cajun.
Louisiana Cajun.
You understand?
There we go. So it's pretty much, they all over America, you're going to get all the same flavors, but it's pretty much like saying the Cape Tonians don't eat pop and all the Pretoria. So not all Cape Tonians don't eat pop and not all Snore City folks do eat pop, but pretty much that's so. Texas is big on their beef, so you're getting your briskets there and very peppery flavors. So Texas loves their beef, and I mean, they're known for their cattle.
Yeah.
Whereas somewhere like Memphis, that's your dry rubbed ribs. And then Kansas City, which is KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society, one of the competitions we do there.
KCBS.
It's literally, there's a couple. And we actually got our own South African version now. We registered a non-profit. We've got a league going, and I'll tell you a bit more about that. But yes, each region has their flavors. And when you move from state to state, this one's going to have a tomato base, that one's a mustard base. So they do meld, and there is there, but like I say, Texas is going to love their briskets, Memphis their ribs, and so there's a little bit there, but pretty much you go anywhere in the southern part of North America, you're going to find all the barbecue there.
There you go. Bri Boy is hanging out with us this afternoon. If you have any barbecue or Bri related questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, 08485-00942. Baby, if we only got tonight, then I want to spend it by your side. If you want to give love one last try, just put your hand on your heart and whistle. Baby, if we only got tonight, then I want to spend it by your side. If you want to give love one last try, just put your hand on your heart and whistle. And I'll come back to you. Come back to you.
It is Jax Jones teamed up with Callum Scott. It's called Whistle on the Drive with Robin Ross.
It's International Barbecue Day, and Gareth, aka Bri Boy, is with us in the studio. Tell us about what international things you've got planned, because Bri is a huge thing. I mean, barbecue Bri, dit is 'n groot ding die wêreld oor.
Yeah, so I mean, we've been brying in South Africa since, I think, as long as South Africa's existed, but barbecue is relatively new. So around about 2013, we popped over to America, competed in the World Food Champs, the Jack Daniels Invitational, and we try to bring barbecue into South Africa, and it's slowly growing the last 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. It's becoming more and more popular. You're going to find it on restaurant menus. And we've created something called SAFSMA. It's a non-profit. It stands for South African Fire Smoke Meat Association.
Oh, I love it.
And we actually host a whole lot of competitions throughout the year, throughout the country. And we're trying to find the best smokers in the country, barbecue smokers. And so finding the best smokers, and then we take those teams over to compete. So we're actually going through to Germany now. But we self-proclaimed. So a bunch of us, the OGs, who've been doing it for a while, we just say, yes, we're the best. We raise our hand and we go compete. But we actually want the best smokers in the country to go and represent South Africa. So look out. You're going to get your Springbok colors in smoking. How cool would that be?
Oh, listen. We are here for it. What we will do, lots of questions have come in. Most of them along the lines of Jeff's. Please ask Bri Boy for some marinade ideas. So what we'll do, Jeff, is after 5 o'clock, we'll take a quick picture with Bri Boy.
Yeah.
We'll put up a link to the organization that he started. If you want to get into non-profit proper barbecuing, they're the ones who can help you out. We're going to pick his brain for a recipe for you as well. And then, before we let you go, G, Bianca's got the most important question. How do I get my husband to start the fire earlier?
Young. When you find that out, let me know. But actually, all you do is start barbecuing, and then you'll start the fire day before. Because like I say, it takes us up to 12 hours. So start barbecuing, fire a bit day before, and then there's no excuse.
Ons gaan gister braai.
Verstaan
jy? Net so.
Ons gaan vir 2 dae braai.
Dude, baie dankie dat jy ingekom het vanmiddag. Ons waardeer vir jou.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
Bri Boy on International Barbecue Day. Cool. I've got a little more respect for that.